USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first public appearance since last week, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized over sexual harassment accusations made against him by three women, but rebuffed calls by some lawmakers for his immediate resignation.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Cuomo denies he ever touched anyone inappropriately, adding he apologizes for having made people feel uncomfortable. President Biden is slamming Mississippi and Texas for lifting coronavirus restrictions.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
After using that divisive language, Biden also telling reporters it's a big mistake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says President Biden's administration is basically inviting illegal immigrants to cross the border. Paxton saying one of the reasons he sued the Biden administration is because of the impact all those illegal crossings will have on his state. He urged the Biden administration to resume deportations to be a deterrent from keeping more immigrants from trying to cross the border illegally. A Japanese billionaire is seeking 8 people to join Moon Voyage.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up.
Why do I trust you?
If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
An FBI official on Wednesday testified at a Senate hearing that she has no knowledge of any guns being recovered from suspects who were arrested during the January 6th Capitol breach. When asked by Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about whether firearms were recovered or if any suspect has been charged with firearm offenses, FBI Counterterrorism Chief Jill Sanborn responded, "To my knowledge, none." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.